Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Listen, as you wake up this morning and you get the sleep out of your eyes and you wonder what kind of news happened overnight. Sad news of the passing of an icon in South Africa. Yeah. A man who, as far as I can, back as I can remember, in actual fact, probably when Mnet first started back in the day, they had this show on a Sunday night, and you'd remember if you were a school-going person that Sundays would be marked by the fact, clearly outlined and marked by the fact, there was almost bedtime, or almost the 8 o'clock movie, because you first had to get Drew Carte Blanche. If you were old enough to put up with an 8 o'clock or watch an 8 o'clock movie, you would have to watch Carte Blanche first. But that iconic soundtrack, the soundtrack, ladies and gents, that capped off a Sunday and the end of the weekend for us, was that of this. Tonight on Carte Blanche. Just a reminder to viewers that the next story might be sensitive to certain viewers. Mm. And that, of course, was the iconic face and voice of Derek Watts, who sadly passed away yesterday on his birthday. I saw him not so long ago at Formula E, and I had a brief chat with him, and he wasn't looking great then. You could see he was fighting, and he was really going through a tough time there. He was battling to be there for the day, but I could tell he wanted to obviously be there, and it was he was never ever one to tell you anything other than he's doing okay, and that he'd overcome and he'd fight this and he'd be alright and he'd be okay all the way through till the very end. If you looked on social media and you look up and see some of the clips, some of Derek Watts' last clips, you'll notice that that even through it all, despite being in a hospital bed, and you know, and you can see he's you know, it's taking its toll. He was optimistic and he was positive. Thoughts and prayers to his wife and his beautiful kids, and just, you know, thinking of the passing of somebody who will remain etched in our lives as one of the pioneers of investigative journalism.
Yes, and, giant.
Just a giant. Mm. We are going to have a chat a little bit later on to a member of the Carte Blanche family who will join us. Debbie will join us just after 8 o'clock this morning. She worked with him, 16, 17 years full? 18 years, sure. Debbie worked with Derek Watson. She will know better than most what it's like to work with that gentle giant, and we'll chat to Debbie. She's also a hard hitter when it comes to journalism. Yeah. There was two people in your world, actually three, because it was Rudi Lutman.
Yes.
But when you got, if you were at home, right, and you were watching TV, and there was a knock on the door, and you're like, oh, let me go see who's there, and you open the door, and it was Derek Watts, or Debbie, or Ruda. Your bum just contracted. As you knew, here comes trouble. Mm-hmm. Deborah Patters, Phil says as well, was exactly the same. You knew. What have I done?
Yeah.
Well, that happened exactly now when you mentioned a name. That's what my bum did when he said she's joining us this morning. So I'm nervous.
He also had a great fun side to him. I played in numerous golf days with him, and a little bit of my life, a small fraction, was spent having a beer with him, maybe on a couple of occasions. Mm. And he had a great sense of humor, wicked sense of humor, and just an all-round great guy.
Yeah, Sundays are not going to be the same.
Nah. So rest in peace, Derek Watts.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.